Sam Smith is on 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. Zach here with the best mix in the morning show. Time for your music news for Monday, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits. Mark Ronson has to play the biggest hits when DJing for a crowd, but there's one he really dreads having to spin. His own chart-topping single, Uptown Funk. When Britain's NME magazine asked Ronson to pick the song I Can Never Hear Again, he immediately pointed the finger at himself. He said, quote, "I never listen to my own music at home or in the car, but when I DJ out, I play it. I was actually DJing last Saturday night, the first time in a year and a half, and I was dreading playing it." Ronson went on to explain, "I'm riddled with neurosis and anxiety, and I thought it was going to be the moment that people were finally sick of it. I genuinely thought they were going to look up at the DJ booth and say, really? It's 2021, but I played it, and there was a mass flooding of the dance floor." Rolling Stone magazine just bowed down to Beyoncé by giving her credit for the best music video of all time. The magazine just dropped its list of the 100 greatest clips, and no surprise, it's topped by Formation, the really huge Beyoncé video. Beyoncé also shows up a couple more times, including a number 12 finish with Single Ladies, while hubby Jay-Z checks in with his 99 Problems video. A collaborative song video they performed together also lands at number 29. The top 10 is loaded with classics, including Madonna's Vogue at number 3, Childish Gambino's intense This Is America at number 4, and Michael Jackson's Billie Jean at number 10. Other big names on the list include Adele, Britney Spears, Missy Elliott, The Backstreet Boys, LL Cool J, and Duran Duran. And yes, Rick Astley's Rickroll classic Never Gonna Give You Up gets a prime spot in the top 10 as well. Jay-Z and Will Smith are teaming up, and no, it's not music or movie related. The two moguls and their respective companies, Roc Nation and Dreamers VC, have joined forces alongside a group of investors to launch a rent-to-own housing program for clients aspiring to build credit and later close on their first homes. Housing startup Landis will purchase 1,000 properties, rent them to the clients, and once they meet all the financial thresholds and applicable commitments, the renters will buy the property from the company at the present price, or a preset price, I should say. Within the two-year program, Landis will also provide the clients with financial coaching. And that is music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.